Welcome to this series of Bible lessons on the New Testament. In these 42 lessons, we will teach the history of the Lord Jesus as delivered to us in the four Gospels. We will start with the days that led up to Christ's humble birth in Bethlehem. We will then look at his blessed ministry, his suffering, his death, and resurrection. His humble life on earth concludes with his ascension, and after this, the blessed outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lastly, we will teach the calling and ministry of the greatest evangelist that ever lived, Paul the Apostle. These last lessons are taught from the book of Acts and include Paul's missionary journeys. Be sure to use the lesson guide with questions and knowledge exercises presented with these lectures. We hope these lessons are a blessing to you. Thank you.
Lesson 28 of our Bible study on the life and the ministry of Christ is about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. You may find this recorded in Matthew 28, verses 1 through 15. And John 20, verses 1 through 18. So we wish to see the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. It is very early in the morning of the first day of the week that we see Mary Magdalene and several other women leaving Jerusalem and going towards the sepulchre of Jesus. Already on a Friday evening, when they had seen Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus bury Jesus in that sepulchre, they had gone to buy spices so that they would be able to anoint the body of Jesus. And that is what they wished to do so early in the morning of this day. And when they set out to go to the sepulchre, they had not even thought about that great stone that was rolled in front of the sepulchre. But as they are walking, then they begin to question and to think, who will roll away this stone from the grave? And as they come closer to the garden, and they look at the sepulchre, they see that that stone is already rolled away. Oh, then Mary Magdalene is shocked, and she does not go any further. She turns around and she runs to the disciples to tell them. And then we must ask, what happened? How come that stone was rolled away? Well, during the night, then the earth quaked, and an angel came down from heaven, and that angel rolled away the stone. Oh, you can well imagine that the soldiers, they were afraid. They became as dead men. But then they fled, and they ran to the rulers to tell them what had happened. Oh, then the rulers, they say to these soldiers, say that you slept and that the disciples came to steal his body. Oh, we will pay you if you tell that story. And the Jews to this day even believe that. But we know what happened. The angel rolled away the stone. And then, as Jesus had said, he would rise again on the third day. Oh, he could give his life and he could take his life again. And so, during that night, Jesus rose from the dead. Now, the women have come closer to the sepulchre, and there they see the angel sitting upon that stone. And that angel now says to them, "Fear not. I know that you seek Jesus. He is not here, for he is risen. And then the angel invites them and says, come, see the place where he has laid. As she points to the sepulchre where Jesus had lain. And then that angel tells the women that they must go to the disciples and must tell them that Jesus is risen and that Jesus will go before them into Galilee. All these women, they left that sepulchre with fear, but also with great joy. Oh, they could believe that Jesus was truly risen. And so they run to the disciples to tell them what they have seen and what they have heard. And while they are on their way to the disciples, then Jesus meets them along the way. And Jesus greets them, all hail, a common greeting. And then they fell and worshipped him. And Jesus tells these women, go, tell my brethren that they must go to Galilee, and I will meet them there. Now, by this time, Mary Magdalene had already gone to Peter and to John. They were the only two disciples that she found so early in the morning. And she tells them that they have taken away her Lord, and she does not know where they have laid him. Of course, she does not know everything that has happened, but her fear that they have taken away the body of her Lord, whom she loves so dearly. Oh, then Peter and John immediately run to the sepulchre. Now, when they come to that sepulchre, then they stoop down and they look into that sepulchre. And at first, they only see the linen clothes. But as they now walk into the sepulchre and go further, then they see the linen clothes together on one place and the napkin which was around the head of Jesus folded at the head. Oh, then even in that already, we can see that Jesus rose in his own strength, that it was not a chaos and a fleeing, but that he folded the napkin and laid it down. Then the disciples believed, it says. Oh, those disciples had heard how many times that Jesus had said, that he would rise again from the dead. But it was not until they saw the linen and the napkin that it says that they believed. Oh, then John and Peter leave the sepulchre. They return to go to the other disciples. But Mary Magdalene stays there, weeping at the sepulchre. Oh, then we see the love of Mary Magdalene. And she looks into the sepulchre, and there she sees two angels. And also those angels ask her, why are you weeping? And she says, they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where he is. Oh, then as she is so sad, as she is grieving. And then when she turns around to go out of the sepulchre again, then she sees a man standing there. And she thinks that it is the gardener. And therefore, when this man asks her, woman, why are you weeping? What are you looking for? Then she says to him, sir, if you have taken his body, tell me where you have laid it, and I will take it away. Oh, do you notice that love of Mary again? She thinks that she can carry the body of Jesus by herself. But then this man, who was Jesus, says, Mary, All Mary's eyes were holden. She could not behold him until Jesus says, Mary. Oh, then her eyes are opened to see who he is. And then she cries out, Rabboni, Master. She is filled with awe that there is her Lord, Jesus, risen from the dead. And then Jesus says to her, Go to my brethren and tell them that I will ascend to my Father and to your Father. And then Mary leaves, runs to the disciples to tell them that she has seen the Lord and that she has spoken with him. Oh, then we have such a lesson also in this lesson, and that is the disciples and the women, they had often heard Jesus say that he would rise from the dead, but they did not understand what he said, and therefore they could not believe what he had said. And now it was when Jesus appeared unto the women and to Mary that also these disciples, John and Peter, could believe. Oh, not all the disciples believed. We will see that in our next lesson. But we have one more question, and that is now, why is the Lord's Day that we observe Sunday? Because in the Old Testament, all the events pointed to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But now we see that the Lord rose from the dead on the first day of the week, and that he appeared unto his disciples on the first day of the week. And so the Lord's Day, that is the day of his resurrection, and that is why we observe the Sunday. Oh, that we may on Sunday remember that this is the day that the Lord was risen from the dead, that he had conquered death, hell, and the grave, and that he had obtained life for his church and for his people. Thank you.